It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The week that we've had circled on the calendar for quite some time. Michigan Tech taking on Michigan this Friday and Saturday. Tickets are still available for both games, but they are going and going and going. Mel Pearson in our studio. We have a jam-packed hour here of nothing but Michigan Tech hockey talk, including the head coach of the Wolverines, Red Berenson, scheduled to be on the show a little bit later. But good morning, Coach. Congratulations on two huge road wins down at Ferris State.
Well, thanks, Dirk. Good to be with you this morning. We had a real good weekend, but it's a fine line. You were there. You saw it. It's a bounce here, a break here, and we seem to catch the breaks this year. Last year, we had two close games with them down there, and they won those games, and this year the fortunes were reversed. But I told our players, they deserve their fate this weekend. They really did. They played hard. They did a lot of the little things you need to do to win games on the road against a very good hockey team. So obviously it's a step in the right direction. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer and say, we get a lot of hockey, but we do. But it's good. It's a good start. I think it gives our team some good confidence that they know they can play against a real good team, top 10 team. An NCAA Final Eight team from a year ago that still has maybe the best goalie in the country, and we found a way to beat them. So good for our players. Just really happy for them.
The intensity of both games was outstanding, especially game one. I thought we commented so many times during the broadcast, right from the opening faceoff, right to that final buzzer, it was nonstop action.
Well, it's you never know on the bench how people perceive or how the game's going. You're so into different things and whatnot in the coaching end of it. But I had a number of NHL scouts come up to us after actually both games, but Friday night's game for sure, and they couldn't believe the pace and the intensity and just the play, and even though there weren't many scoring chances, there were a lot of good plays made, and so a lot of good compliments from them, which is good. It's some feedback from us that as a coaching staff we're doing some right things, and we're developing these players, and to hear it from NHL people, NHL scouts who are at the games, I think is encouraging for us. So we're moving in the right direction, and like I said, great hockey games. I mean, those are like playoff games or NCAA games. I mean, it's good for our team. I wasn't sure how we would start the game Friday night, not having played in 3 weeks, just that intensity. But I give our players a lot of credit. I mean, we talk about a lot about preparation, and every player needs to prepare differently. Not every player is the same way. So a lot of onus goes on the individual players being ready to play. And I give our team a lot of credit that they were ready to play, and they put in a lot of sacrifice and hard work to get those victories this weekend.
Jamie Phillips gets his second career shutout. His first one was back as a freshman. He's a junior now and gets his second of his career. And that Friday night shutout was, nothing short of outstanding.
Well, very good. And all you ask your goaltenders is stop the ones you should and then take your chances on the grade A's. There weren't a lot of grade A scoring chances in the game Friday, but each team maybe had a handful at critical times in the game, and Jamie was up to the task, and good for him. Obviously there have been some question marks and people wondering who the goalie's going to be, and Phoenix Copley's gone, and by the way, Phoenix got another shutout this weekend.
I didn't see that.
He's 3-0 in the American Hockey League and playing very well, but Jamie stepped up, and he's played extremely well. I think he's gotten better every game. He's gotten better every game, from the Lake State game when you give up 3-1, 0-1. So, 5 goals against in 4 games is pretty darn good, all on the road, which is really good.
Do you agree, Coach, that we had just one bad period the whole weekend, and that would be Saturday night, second period?
Well, yeah, I thought Friday a little bit of a, slow start maybe, but not a bad period. But yeah, the second period Saturday was by far our worst period. And, you know, you can't pinpoint it, but it just looked like we hit a wall a little bit. We were a little mentally tired. And, you know, we had a pretty good first period and the game was intense. And they came after us the second game. I mean, hard. I mean, they finished every check. And, you know, I mean, they were running us. They wanted to run us right back to Houghton, Michigan in that game. And it takes a lot out of you. But at the same time, it takes a lot out of their team, too. And I give Tyler Shalast a ton of credit. Like, our team was strong. Mm. Our team is well-conditioned. You know, we had a good third period of a tough back-to-back weekend and on the road. And, you know, our guys really held up well. And a lot of that credit goes to Tyler and what he's done with our players. So, you know, hats off to Tyler Shalast.
You made the right call of not changing the lineup from Friday to Saturday night. I was a little surprised on that. Was there a time at all during Saturday night's game, maybe in the second period, where you maybe second-guessed yourself for a little bit and then to have a great third period?
Yeah, not you know, at the time, I could see a couple guys were struggling, right. You know, maybe that second period, but it wasn't just one or two, it was a few of our guys. But having said that, you never like to second guess yourself, but you always go back and replay it. And if I could, you know, I'm just that way, like, you know, maybe too much, you know, don't get much sleep, but yeah, you know, looking back on, I thought a couple guys bogged down on Saturday and maybe I should have made the change. But we've always talked about, Dirk, if you play well, you know, we're going to probably reward you in most cases with playing again. And that's how we felt about our team. We felt, you know, we had a real good game on Friday, and we always asked them that you're going to be judged on your effort, not so much the results, but your effort. And we had a real good effort Friday.
Well, let's talk about Friday. And no scoring in the first period, very evenly matched first period, 10 shots to 9 in favor of FSU. You thought a little bit of a slow start, but once we kind of weathered their initial storm, we seemed to do pretty well. Did I not give you a Friday?
No, we're good. We're good. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we did. I mean, they had that initial storm, but, you know, I think one of the things is the shots might have been even, but I think we attempted them, even in the game, pretty good. I mean, one thing that they do very well is block shots. I mean, you could tell that they just line up, you know, five guys like goaltenders, and then you got Mott. And I mean, they make it really difficult to get shots through. Just to give you an indication and give our fans an indication, they blocked 27 shots on Friday night to our 15. You know, so you add that 27 shots to the actually shots we had, you know, we had almost 70 shots on goal to their 45, 48. So we out-attempted them, but they blocked a lot of shots. But, yeah, tense game, good game. You know, there wasn't much give from either team in that first period.
Second period, we dominated on the shot charts, and I thought overall 20-13 power plays had played a little bit of that. But talk about that second period and what we were doing so well.
Well, I think we just got our legs underneath us, I think. You know, I think we got some confidence. We weathered the storm. I think as a staff, one of the biggest things we were concerned about is getting through that first 5-10 minutes of the first period. And I think once we did that, you know, we started to come on a little bit, and you know, we withstood their pressure because you knew they were going to come out at us pretty good, and they've done that in the past against teams. So I think we got our feet under us, a little bit of chance to regroup and say, hey, you know, I mean, we can play with these guys, and we skated much better. I think that was the key. For whatever reason, we made a couple little adjustments as far as trying to spring some guys and create some more space and time for our players. And our defensemen did a heck of a job. I mean, they really broke the puck out well, and that was another key. I mean, they did an excellent job going back and breaking the puck out. And if you can do that, you spend less time in your zone and obviously more time in the other team's zone, and that was a real key.
Kenny Babinski goes off late in the second period for a tripping call at the 18:04 mark. We're not able to score in the minute 56 of the remainder of that period on the power play. We have 4 seconds remaining when we come out for the third period. We get the puck deep, and we create something in the first 19 seconds.
Well, we did. We did a real nice job getting the puck in their zone, and then we moved the puck out quick. One of the things we talked about, Ferris, is moving the puck side to side and then from low to high, because they pack five guys really low in the defensive zone, really protect the net. So you have to get it from low to high and then go from there, and we did, and we moved the puck quick and a quick shot, and it really caught CJ Mott off balance. He was almost really surprised by how quick it went from low to high and across and down, back down, and he just did not move across very good. He looked very uncomfortable, which he usually doesn't on that shot, and consequently, is caught out of the net, and Blake just sort of banked it, threw it in front, and it hit something, or one of the guys actually put it in the net.
I think Lowney was the last one to put it in. At the time, we had no idea who last touched it and who was going to get credit for the goal.
Fianola quickly back to the point for Sweeney. Holds it in. Settles down the bouncing puck for Watson. Watson's shot. Wide of the net. Loose puck behind Monty. Doesn't know where it is. To the front of the goal. They hit the score! They scored! The Huskies put it in. I think David Johnstone's going to get credit for the goal. And it might have been a Ferris State player who actually put it across the line. We'll wait.